Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your finance success with 103.7 The Beat.
You know, year-end planning, right?
That's right. That's where we at. Countdown to the new year.
Countdown to the new year. And you can make changes whenever you need to make them, but a lot of people choose to use the start of a new year as a time to possibly get their business in order. And there's a number of things that you can do. But today we're going to talk about a will.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, we've all heard horror stories about famous people that never put together a will and sort of the hardships that it caused the family. And a lot of times it causes a rift, a split in the family. And that's on another level. Okay. But us as individuals, we still need a will in order to help protect the assets that we have so they don't go to probate.
Yeah, because they go to probate, you got to wait how long?
Well, it's more of the cost, because now you got to go hire an attorney to go through probate. And then there's going to be a waiting period, and there's going to be certain taxes attached to the estate that by not having a will. Then you got to pay the attorney. So those are like unnecessary fees. But you can actually do that ahead of time. Okay, you can do. You can go talk to an attorney. And right now, there's really a lot of online type of services because it's not as complicated as you think it is. Okay, it's a simple process. It's like a 4-step process, and the first process is choosing a beneficiary. Okay, and normally, if you're married, you know everything it reverts to your spouse. But you would hate to have a situation where it was a car accident and you both passed in that car accident. Now it goes to your surviving children, but yet their names are not on anything. So now at that point, it probably becomes a probate issue.
There it is.
So yeah, you got to choose your beneficiaries. Okay. And you can use, your children, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever you want to do. But as long as it's in writing and you designate what they should receive. So if you have a 401k and there's money left into it, you can divvy that up equally among those that you name as beneficiaries, or you can leave it to one, or you can do percentages. Okay, but you have to have a beneficiary. Next one is the executor. The executor is that individual that's going to make sure that your estate is taken care of by paying any bills, dues, taxes, distributing whatever's in the estate or to the beneficiaries according to my wishes. So if you have young children and you use them as beneficiaries, you still have to have an executor because they're too young to manage that business. So you have to have somebody that's old enough that you trust. That's like, going to do the right thing.
That's like people like Jobs or somebody, or Bill Gates pass away, somebody step in because their kids are not adults.
Right.
And they still run the company, but the kid wouldn't have a say in the board or anything.
Oh, no.
That seat is vacated on the board or wherever, and they're like, well, it's as the shares of this person that's deceased go to the kids.
Right. But normally it's going to be held in a trust.
Okay.
Okay. And then there'll be, some kind of a distribution out of it, be it on a monthly.
Or a dividend, like when they pay out.
Right. Because they still have to maintain a certain standard of living. So instead of just giving, say here, $20, $30 million, you just have some kind of system set up where who's ever taking care of those folks get a certain amount. They pay for, private schools. All that kind of stuff. So, and then for college, so the executor is that person that you trust with your life. Okay, that's the person that you would name because you want to make sure that they take care of any survivors that are left. And if you were to pass away unexpectedly, and it happens, right? We all know that.
Yeah.
Just listening on the radio the other day, the guy that does the play-by-play for Central Michigan University, right? Looking forward to this weekend coming up. They plan for a MAC title, and he was a big supporter. He was driving the other day and had a car accident and got killed.
Wow.
54 years old.
Young man.
So, of course, you know, he had a spouse, but yet the fact of the matter remains is that hopefully he has something in order to make sure that his family is taken care of. So, again, it doesn't really require a lot of money to do it. So you choose your executor, and then you choose your guardians for minor children or dependent adults. Okay, so the executor is different from the guardian.
Yes, sir.
The executor oversees basically the financial aspect of whatever your estate has. The guardian basically takes care of those day-to-day activities for the children to make sure that they're taken care of.
So they don't have meetings, right? It's like having meet that executor and that...
And the guardian.
They're like the accountant. Like,
yeah.
The ones account for the child's life, daily life. The other one account for the money that's being spent on that life.
That's right.
So when it's trying to file taxes and take returns and investments and all that, they're able to do that for them.
Yeah, because I've heard of cases where if you don't pick the right executor, they have access to whatever that estate or whatever kind of holdings they have, and they've misused them. All right, it happens. You know, it could be a $20 million estate.
Yes, sir.
And he's paying himself an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. To manage it, and yet those that the money was supposed to go to doesn't get it. So it happens. That's why it's so important, if you're going to do a will, that you make sure that that executor is the person that you really trust to make sure that all the finances are going to be taken care of, and a guardian is a person, and normally it's a family member, a guardian, that is going to make sure that the kids have a fulfilled life and no abusive situations that they're in. So, again, that it's a pretty simple process. I went two, three, and then a fourth one is any kind of personal thoughts or notes that you would want to leave, you would include this in that document.
The messages to your family.
Right. Okay, if there's any special items that you would want a particular person in the family to receive. If you have a very expensive coin collection, you'd say, okay, I want my son to get that. So you got to be specific in some of those areas of those items of high value or personal a personal feeling that you know, who do you want to get those? Because what that does is that takes away anybody saying that, hey, I want that. Well, let's go to this document. Oh, documents is that go to JFK or whatever that name was. So you as an individual, you spelled all that out, and that takes away any of the adversity of trying to figure out who gets it. And like I say, you can do these online, do some research. There's all kind of legal companies. They do the filing for you, which is basically filing you in the county in which you live through probate, and then it's a matter of court record, and it's a done deal. It is that simple. Or if you go to an attorney in town, they're going to do the same thing. But the basic blueprint is the same anywhere and everywhere you go when it comes to a will. So that's pretty much it on getting a will together. And, of course, there's all the other things that you probably need to take care of. You know, the final expenses, life insurance policies.
Yep.
You know, that's another issue that you may want to put on your list of things to do in the coming year. And it's probably a good time if you were invested in your 401k or your IRA. This is probably a good time to get with your financial advisor and say, okay, let's take a look at what 2020 is going to look like.
That's right.
From all indications, with the election coming up, the potential of impeachment, we still got the rift with China as far as trade is concerned, and now we've doubled down, and now we got France in a position where we're trying to increase the tariffs on a lot of the things that we purchase from France. This happened the other day in the summit that all the major leaders in the world met at, and he decided he wanted to put a tariff on the perfumes.
Yeah, I heard of that.
The liquors.
That's what they do, the cigars.
Yeah,
the cigars. So, I saw that.
You know, the folks in France are not real happy with the current administration because they said there was no real reason to do it. So a lot of these things are going to impact the financial stability, and you just probably want to take a look at where you're at and decide if the stocks and the mutual funds you're currently invested in are somewhat insulated from this correction that's going to take place.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm like, I'm not trying to cut you off, but like, I've been looking at like properties, right? Like condos and living field. And I'm like, I see like, they'll say estimated value. Like I got one right here. Say, I'm not going to even say where it's at. So they say estimated value, $124,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it say for sale, $234,000.
Okay, it's pretty good inflation on that.
Like, what are they really trying to do?
Yeah.
But I've been seeing so many properties like that. Like, it's like.
It's a supply and demand issue. It's a supply and demand. That's on a higher scale of affordable housing, right? So an individual could afford to pay that on a $45,000, $50,000 a year salary. If you got good credit, you could probably afford to go in and buy that. The ones that are building downtown, this new project, it's like $299,000.
I saw them. I've been looking through those too.
Okay. Yeah. And to me, that's pretty inflated.
That's inflated.
That's 300 grand, man.
That's them, for and those, and them a worth, condo. Them worth probably 150, 170. I would at the most 170.
Yeah.
Depending on the amenities that come with it.
Well, the brownstones, don't know what they go for, but I would look at those maybe in that price range.
They're 249. They look like they fit that. They okay. fit that. I seen a nice one, 249 in that space. But then it still said 179 as reaped the value of it.
Okay. The market value versus what they're selling it for.
Yeah.
Okay. So
179 is the market value, but they selling it for 249.
So somebody making a lot of money off of that, man.
That's crazy. And, but then I've been seeing drops too, though, like it's dropping 15,000. Because I'm on this this little... You know how you get alerts on your phone?
Right.
So properties I selected, they just showing me. But then, like you said, it's just, it got me thinking kind of strange, like some adjustment coming.
Yeah, and the other piece to it is, you know, we cut the interest rates again in November. It took a quarter of a point of interest.
So we
got to
make, man.
So money is cheap. Again, money is cheap.
So you raise the price of the house then.
So you raise the price of the house so you can make some money off of your investment, basically.
Because you're losing if you cut the rates.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the banks are. The banks are. So they're going to make it up another way. No doubt about
inflate
it.
Inflate the price of the house.
Inflate the price of the house. So.
Man, it's a nice one, too. I'm like you, audience. I'm like, I'm trying to have 2020 vision, trying to see somewhere to live, trying to look at things. And like everybody trying to do, you try to take advantage of the market and see what's really happening. But like you said, Tony said, it's a wheel. It's a way. It's a way. It's 2020. 2020 is coming in.
Yeah.
And we're trying to impeach our president. I'm gonna say this though. We're not trying to pick nobody to run for nothing. But I see Bloomberg went from Republican to
Democrat.
Democrat. And he got all the money.
And he's spending it too. I've seen so many commercials, man.
I've seen them too.
You know, and
he got the Democrat, thing. Better schools. This and that. He got the whole pitch.
Yeah, I think this when this thing shake out, man, he might be that guy.
He might be that guy.
Because the current field, I don't really see anybody that's a front runner.
Bernie need to go and run with him. Go and hook up with him, Bernie.
Might be able to be the VP.
That's what I'm saying. Run with him. Be his VP. Stop trying to compete and mess it all up. Go on and run with him so it could be some equity in this game.
Yeah.
Somebody with deep pockets that can make some things happen.
You need Bloomberg, man, to be in your corner because he is spending the money. I haven't seen his list of supporters, but we know Amazon, if given a choice, would because he haven't shown much regard for the current administration. There's been a few rifts, so I'm pretty sure with his billions of dollars that he would put up to help with the campaign, he could be a formidable opponent against the Republican Party, man. And again, we got to wait and see how this impeachment thing plays out because, again, that may have a bearing on how this economy moves forward. But we're basically at a 10-year bull market, and it's just law of averages say at some point in time there'll be a correction. We just don't know to what degree it will be, but you need to be financially ready, and that's what I'm telling you to look at what you're invested in now. I mean, we had a great run, and if you are in the volatile, high-risk markets, it's probably time to move some of that cash over to some more safe, secure type of investment vehicles. Okay, bonds are always pretty safe. You can go into government securities and just kind of isolate. Take your gains, right? Take what you've made.
Yes, sir.
And be ready to hold on that preservation of capital. All right, you're going to take a hit at some point, but you don't want it to be a major hit. You want it to be a hit of no more than 10%. So if you got $200,000 in your IRA or your 401k and you see it drop 10%, that's about as much as you can stomach. And depending on who you use to manage it, you say, okay, it's time for me to move my money to somewhere that's safe and secure until this thing plays out. So it's very important right now, I think, to start looking at whatever your portfolio is and whoever you use to manage it to give you some advice on how to prepare for 2020.
Yeah, but I know when we come back in next week, we're going to talk about at a countdown to New Year's Eve and just seeing that how we can possibly try to save some money and change some things at the last minute, because some people do function at the last minute, Tony. So we got to be able to try to help them out even in that space.
That's what we do, man. Just trying to help out. This is only information. If you use it, that's fine. If you don't, you can't say you never heard it before.
Yeah.
Right?
I just wish I had more time in the day, because a lot of times I'm figuring out I can't do everything for everybody.
Nope.
And I guess I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I can't make all the money. I can't help everybody. So whatever advice we give, I'm telling you, we're really thinking about the audience.
Oh, yeah.
We're really thinking about how to help, because when you see me out in public, I try my best to help you and do what I can. And I tell you, I say, look, I don't have time for games. I got time only to help you do the right thing.
Yeah, because you only got 24 hours in a day.
That's it. And a lot of them getting eaten up by trying to build my community through these youth. So I'm trying to make sure they got good credit and they got good jobs.
Don't let them get into bad credit.
Yes, right. So I'm going to get a scripture for the day.
Okay.
Something I've been thinking about. It says Psalms 46:10, and it say, he says, be still and know that I'm God. And that's all I had. But it say, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So just be still and know that I'm God. So a lot of times, 2020 coming, people ready to have a frantic panic. I got a vision, 2020 vision, living with precision.
2020 vision.
But you got to clean up your past spot.
Yeah.
You got to clean up your hindsight. You got 2020 vision, but you got a blind spot coming.
Okay.
Like you said, it's going to be a correction coming to this market. Don't go out there and blow all your money on something that you don't need.
Yeah, and it's time to protect what you've been able to gain over the last 10 years if you've been invested in the market. It's called preservation of capital. You don't want to lose it all, so you need to make the moves in order to preserve what you've earned up to this point.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.